From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Scenes coming out of Florida in the wake of Hurricane Ian are all too familiar. Water everywhere, trees down, buildings demolished, lives taken, uprooted, and devastated. According to the Florida Farm Bureau Federation, farmers and ranchers are facing widespread destruction of crops, buildings, fencing, and other property loss. In the citrus belt, significant fruit fell from the trees, and even before the storm, Florida citrus production was expected to be down. Almost a quarter of farm operations are run by principal operators under 55 years old. By comparison, according to agrimarketing.com, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows 63% of self-employed American workers in non-agricultural industries are under 55. In 2020, mid-sized farms with a gross cash farm income under $1 million and off-farm income had the largest percentage of farms managed by principal operators under 55, at 36 and 38% respectively. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in September on a seasonally adjusted basis, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, with the Food Index up 0.8%, the same as August. The Food at Home Index rose 0.7%, with all six major grocery food group indexes higher. The index for fruits and vegetables rose 1.6%, while cereals and bakery rose 0.9%. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 0.4%, and dairy 0.3%.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.